A group of military veterans, some from Iraq, is barnstorming America by bus. They're trying to get a message out. America's dependence on foreign oil entangles the U.S. military in battles with hostile regimes. The veterans want the U.S. to start running on clean energy. Their main funder is a nonprofit group called the Truman National Security Project. The World's Jason Margolis rode the bus with the vets in southeastern Wisconsin.
When you've been on the road for 2 months, it can be hard to remember exactly where you've been.
We went to Springfield, and then we went up to, wait, we went from Springfield to?
Springfield to
Joplin.
St. Louis. St. Louis.
The travelers might not remember where they've been, but they know why they've been there. Army veteran Larry DeLeischmidt from Fayetteville, Arkansas, served in Vietnam.
I'm on this bus because I love soldiers and I love my country. And becoming energy free secures both. And the thought of some soldier dying, I've seen soldiers die, and for a soldier to die, for me to have a cheap gallon of gas, to me is unacceptable.
The bus trip began in Washington, D.C. this January. Since then, it's weaved its way through small towns and big cities, from D.C. to Arizona, up to Oregon, across the Dakotas, and now the Midwest. The passengers rotate. Vets hop on for a few days, then they hop off. All told, about 35 veterans have ridden the bus. The bus itself is a huge mobile billboard. The side reads, "More jobs, less pollution, greater security." Larry DeLeischmidt says their message has largely been well received.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people just put their thumbs up and kind of looking at them, I kind of think they're other veterans, you know.
But fellow traveler Iraq vet Chris Miller from Carbondale, Ohio, says not everybody has been so kind.
There's certain places, you know, where I'm from and where, you know, Larry's from, being in Arkansas and even here in Wisconsin. There's a certain parts where as soon as you say words such as climate change or, you know, green energy or anything, everybody immediately thinks, oh, that's extreme left wing. And we've been called an extreme left wing group. And people have said things such as, you know, your veterans are dishonoring your service. These sorts of things are being un-American.
On the other hand, the vets say their message has penetrated into areas where environmentalists aren't always so trusted. Iraq veteran Robin Eckstein from Appleton, Wisconsin, says people will listen because this clean energy push is coming from them.
That this voice is not just from, you know, dirty hippies and, you know, people talking about polar bears. You know, it's coming from veterans who are concerned about their fellow troops, you know, being shot and killed and the future of this country.
In Madison, the vets took their message inside the Wisconsin State Capitol, where they held a press conference. Here's Larry DeLeischmidt.
Every time there's a $5 increase in the barrel of oil, some guy in the Middle East named Ahmadinejad, I think that we've all heard that name, gets an extra $8 billion that year in income. None of this makes sense when there's a viable alternative to this.
Robin Eckstein added that their message isn't just about national security.
It's also climate change, and that as long as the military is the 911 for the world, we are going to be going into situations where flooding, drought, and famine have destabilized these areas. And this is something that the Pentagon knows. The Pentagon just recently came out with their quadrennial report, which stated climate change as a destabilizing factor. So when the Pentagon and the DOD are saying this is important, I listen.
The veterans support a bipartisan national climate and energy bill being written by U.S. Senators John Kerry, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham. They're also supporting various bills at the state level, which is why they stopped at the Capitol in Madison. President Obama has publicly acknowledged the group, but some days getting traction is tough. In Madison, only two state senators and a handful of environmentalists showed up for the vets' press conference. Chris Miller, who earned a Purple Heart in Iraq, expressed his frustration at the small turnout.
We're in here talking about ongoing conflicts in which, you know, people from Wisconsin or everywhere in this country are fighting over there. And the fact that we can't get more people to show up and pay attention to this issue, I think, is a little bit disturbing.
Back on the bus, there was more disappointing news of a different sort. The bus was behind schedule for its next stop in Indiana.
I'd love to stay and have lunch here because I like Madison a lot, but it's going to be late getting.
The driver stopped for Arby's and Subway sandwiches along the road, the usual lunch fare on the bus. And in case you were wondering about the irony of people driving around the country to promote using less petroleum, the bus can run on biodiesel. and the organizers are purchasing carbon offsets to minimize their pollution. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Interstate 90, Wisconsin.